Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Shift podcast. This is episode 690. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
We didn't get our thunderstorms like we were supposed to, thank God.
Still raining, though. Been raining off and on even here all morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think more rain all day. It's been a soggy 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
And I think we have about 3 more days of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was pretty dry. I don't know how it is other places, but when you're from the South and we go like a month without a solid rain, it starts raining. It's just a bunch of people walking around going, yeah, but we needed it.
Yeah.
We needed it. We needed that rain. That's all you hear around here. I'll tell you what we did need was 10 days straight of rain.
Right.
Like now it's excessive. And then what happens very quickly around here is like we needed the rain, but then it'll rain for like 4 days and everybody's mood gets real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like by the end of like a stretch of rain, everybody's pissy because they've been inside and it's dark and gloomy all the time. And like depression takes over for people. And so
yep, they can't go out inside. They can't go outside, yeah. A barbecue, clean their car.
Yeah, like Monday is Memorial Day. It's going to rain.
Yeah.
It's all these people want to do their cookouts and everything. It's not going to happen. Or it'll happen. It'll just be a little soggy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what always happens here. I'm fascinated. I wonder if in other parts of the world and of the U.S., when you finally get a rain, it's just a bunch of people. Like if I see... If I hear 100 conversations, 95 of them be like, man, that rain's crazy, but we needed it.
Yeah.
Like everyone says it.
And I worked, someone say, yeah, we needed rain. I said, why?
Yeah.
But I said,
it's for crops. It's for crops. You didn't need the rain,
mm-hmm.
but the farmers needed the rain, but no one that you talk to on a daily basis is a farmer.
Right. It's like, they don't, it's like, you need it to rain for what?
Yeah, that's what's crazy about it. It's always the people who are like, we needed it. Like, no, you didn't need it.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I fill my pool with the rainwater. Okay, I get that.
Yeah, that's crazy, too, to be counting on that.
I have pollen all over my car, so I need them. You're lazy. You don't want to go to a car wash, and it's expensive.
You just run outside and squirt some soap on it when it starts downpouring?
I've seen people out there wash cars before. My neighbor, where I used to live, she would be out there in the rain just washing.
What does one wear in the rain to wash a car?
She would wear a rain jacket.
And just get out there and get soapy.
Just big yellow rain jacket. She'd be out there just with the hat on. Just
looking like Curious George.
Mm-hmm. She had like a little broom type thing. She would just, you see her scrubbing it.
God, times are tough if you got mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not fiscally responsible to wash in the rain. It's just, it seems like you don't have to do that.
Yeah. And she'd have her little flip-flops or sandals, whatever she have on. She'd be barefoot, but.
God, you got to go in and get right in the shower. So rain, there's something nice about like a warm summer rain. But around here, a lot of times we get cold rain.
Yeah.
Like even if it's like 70 outside and it's raining, it's like the drops themselves are cold. So a lot of times it's not pleasant. I work indoors/outdoors, and sometimes when I'm doing appointments, I get just soaked. And even when it's hot outside, I'm like cold the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily love the cold rain, but or the rain in general. It halts my work.
So I rage when it rains. If I go out somewhere and it's not raining, then something happened and I know it's going to rain. I'm trying to get back before it rains, and all of a sudden, you know, an accident happens or slow drivers or whatever, I'll start raging because I'm trying to beat the rain. All of a sudden it starts raining and I get pissed off and I'll have a meltdown in the car. And then I'll laugh at myself. Like, why am I getting mad at this? It's stupid. Cause I just had this happen the other day.
Why do you hate the rain so much?
It's not that I hate the rain. It's just, I'm trying to beat stuff in the rain. So like my wife wanted pizza. So where I live, you know, we have Four Brothers Pizza. So she wanted Four Brothers. So it's all the way down the road. So it's a good 10 minutes away. So I'm like, well, it's not raining. I can get there. So I get there. And then they'd say, hey, it'll be ready at 6:30. I get there at 6:28. I go up there. No, nothing there. So I'm sitting there. 10 minutes go by. go up there. Hey, it's been 10 minutes and my pizza. No, it's not ready yet. Wait another 10 minutes, 6:50, no pizza. 7 o'clock, no pizza. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I see people coming in after me ordering and getting their pizza. And I go up, hey, I was like, what was the name again? So I was like, oh yeah, it's right over here. I'm like, I've been asking for this pizza for so long. What the hell is happening going on? I said, I've been here for 40 minutes. How long has the pizza been ready? And the guy was just kind of looking at me dumbfounded. And the manager's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's looking at me and say, you got to call people's name out. He said, well, I said, no, you didn't. I was sitting right in front of the counter, sitting right there. You did not call my name out. So then I got hot. So I'm trying to drive home and I can see it starting to rain. So I'm trying to go and people are going, speed limit's 45. They're going 35. I'm like, why are you going 35? It's 45. And so I'm getting raging the whole way. I get to the light. Someone's stops at the light's green. I'm like, what are you doing? It's light screen. Go, 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 go. And they're not going. And all of a sudden we just pour down rain. I'm like,
The rain. Again, this had nothing to do with the rain though. This is the anger.
Yeah. From everything.
From the Four Brothers pizza that you let spill over into the weather.
Yeah.
Now the place that you like to go to shut down. The pizza place. Or is shutting down.
Yeah.
What happened there?
We stopped going there because for whatever happened, they would make the pizza and we would pick it up. It looks great. We would get home. Then it would dry. It was dried out.
Like it just didn't travel well.
And so when I went in there, I was talking to the owner and he was like, that's weird. It's doing that. Because I was like, yeah, when you make it, I have no problems with it. I said, but if any other people make it, I have problems. And then the one guy was trying to tell me I need to order extra cheese and won't do that. And he's like, no, you shouldn't have extra cheese. But we just stopped going there. It's been about a year since we've been there.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I went once and it was okay, but the wait was like atrocious. Like an hour.
Yeah. Cause he only cooks like two or three at a time when his oven's big enough to cook like six.
But they shut down, right? Or they are
shutting
down.
They're going to, from what I understand. Or they're moving.
Or they're just done.
I think they're moving.
That seems like a good spot for them in the summer, mm-hmm. not a good spot in the winter because they're, you know, attached to something that is obviously popping off in the summer.
Right. But there's no big advertisement showing like a small sign. You have to know about it.
Yeah. The wait was what bugged me. Now, I don't have I don't care about the rain, but if all I care is that I get my food in the order I arrive in.
Mm-hmm.
So to like your point, if I called ahead and someone comes in, physically orders and gets their food before me, I'm pretty upset.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm 99 out of 100 in line and those 99 people or 98 people go before me, that's mm-hmm. okay. But the second number 100 goes before me, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And I know the argument would be with like, well, some meals are more complicated than others. Doesn't matter. Like, unless you got chips and salsa, like you don't get to go in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless you didn't get an actual meal, you don't get to go in front of me. That's all I care about. Yeah. Just fairness.
Now, speaking of pizza real quick, did you see Pizza Hut is going old school?
No.
So apparently Pizza Hut is going back to the way it was in the 80s. And they've tried it out in one store like a couple months ago. Now, a lot of the stores are changing it. And I'm like, well, if they go back to that, I might look at it. Because we went to that one Pizza Hut we used to meet at and had that old school vibe. Then he completely remodeled the whole inside and now has a new vibe to it.
Yeah. They got to learn to leave Pizza Huts alone.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the nostalgia of Pizza Hut is the way it feels, the way it smells.
Yeah.
The stickiness of the floor. Like to me, the Pizza Hut's problem is that it tried to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they knew that was going to be a problem until they did it. But like the best thing Pizza Hut could do is start building them to look like they did. Dress them up to look like they did. Like let's get the lights, the stained glass that say Pizza Hut, and let's get them back. Like let's get the vibe back. Let's bring the buffet back.
Yeah.
The way it used to be. The thing that has kept Pizza Hut alive this whole time, I'm convinced, is the breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the pizza has gone downhill, but it just doesn't feel nostalgic. And Pizza Hut's pizza is not good enough to carry the weight of like not having something else to bring you in.
Yeah.
Domino's is always chasing what's new and what's next. So I think there's there's a slot in the pizza, like chain pizza industry, to just stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know, Pete, you know, yeah. See those, look at those lights. Say Pizza Hut on them. When I think about Pizza Hut, I think about red and white. I think about those lights. I think about those iconic tablecloths with the booths.
Yeah.
I mean, got to get back to this. Too dark at night, three arcades in the corner. I would like to have one of those lights. I bet you can find them on like eBay. They're pretty legit. I bet they go high.
Yeah, see, look, the old school building.
That's the way Pizza Hut looks. They should be building Pizza Huts in 2026 that look like that.
And this is what they're saying. This is what they look like now.
Yeah. What the hell's a Hut Lane? Also, that's what that one said on the side. You gotta look
the drive-through.
I hate it. Let Domino's be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let Domino's be the one that's changed. Domino's is like they drop pizza from their name. Like they do everything now. Get back to this look. Get back to this vibe. Because what you want is you want people taking their kids to Pizza Hut the way their parents took them to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
That's what you want. So I hope they do go back.
Yeah, because you remember when Cracker Barrel tried to do that? Cracker Barrel was trying to go modern. They get rid of all the nostalgia stuff on the walls, and they went modern, and people just did not like it. Then they went back.
Because that's not what people wanted.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't read the room. $200 for one of these Pizza Hut lights.
$200?
$210, $293. The problem is they all say, here's a vintage one for $293, but a lot of these say new. A lot of them are made into table lamps, too. Oh, somebody's selling the red plastic cups from Pizza Hut. That's fun. I don't like it as a table lamp. I like it as a hanging. Like as a hanger. There's one that's listed as vintage. It's $293. What I don't understand is it says vintage Pizza Hut lamp, Tiffany style light, real glass, ships fast, new. And they've sold 14 of them. So it's impossible that it would be vintage. So, maybe Etsy?
Mm-hmm.
People sleep on Etsy. People forget about Etsy.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. They forget about Etsy, which is nice sometimes. It's the same thing. They're selling like new ones. The shirt on Etsy says, I out-pizzaed the Hut. Now the CIA is trying to assassinate me.
That's funny.
Vintage style. You got to watch anything that says style. You used to be able to read books and get free pizza too, for those that don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing that drove Pizza Hut's business. Your parents would take you because it was cheaper.
Sometimes that old aesthetic look just feels better.
It does.
And sometimes,
in this case, it does. Because like your competitor is going to be chasing modern. I think that it feels really good to stay retro.
Like when I go into Cracker Barrel, when you look around, I look around and see all the old stuff. I think it's really cool. Go to Kiki's, it's all modern, it's new, it's new. I expect that. Go to Huddle House, expect what I get into Huddle House. Waffle House hasn't changed much. You will go into Waffle House, you expect what you get in a Waffle House.
There's something, if you're a Waffle House person, I know some people are like, oh, Waffle House, it's an awful waffle, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you like Waffle House, I like Waffle House. If you like Waffle House, there's something nice about the fact that I can go to one that's 50 years old and the one they just built last month, and they're the same inside.
Yeah.
The chairs are the same. The plates are the same. The cups are the same. The lighting is the same. There's a sense of nostalgia, but also like there's a calming sense when you go, I don't need my Waffle House to be modern.
Mm-mm.
I need to look like Waffle House inside.
Yeah.
I don't need a fancy menu change. I don't need any of that stuff. I expect a waiter or waitress with a semi-bad attitude, a cook that doesn't give a fuck about mm-hmm. anything, and a relatively loud environment with too many people in it.
Yeah.
for such a small building. And the consistency with the food is also pretty spectacular at Waffle House. Like, you know what a Waffle House waffle tastes like, because it tastes like that at every Waffle House across the entire United States.
Mm-hmm.
You just know what it, you know what it is.
It just, you have to just think about the cook. Sometimes the cook might cook the waffle a little bit too much, or the bacon a little bit too much, or.
But it's the same.
It's the same.
Well, yeah, it's the same. It may be anything anywhere could be overcooked or undercooked, but it's the same waffle everywhere. They're not doing anything different. They're not trying anything crazy.
Now, are you an IHOP guy?
Here's the thing. I think IHOP has fantastic pancakes. IHOP, more than maybe any other restaurant I've ever been to, and maybe it's just the one that we have here, wants to be horrible. They want to be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like service is bad. They're always out of everything. I've never seen a restaurant. The KFC on Wilma Rudolph used to be this way too. They're always out of stuff, and it needs to be torn down too.
Yeah.
And everyone that works there needs to be fired and need to start over. But that's another chain. And of course, tied to Pizza Hut, that's tried to evolve very hard. And I don't know that people ever wanted it to, but anyways, the IHOP here that's close to me just wants to be awful. They have bad service. Their food takes forever. They're always out of everything. It's always like dead in there. The lighting's horrible. And they're always like, you've got Lucky Charms, Captain Crunch. Like they're just doing too much. They've got away from, they try to be a restaurant too. They've got like this full dinner menu. And I feel like they do everything mediocre.
At the Waffle House by me, it was, I mean, IHOP by me, it was good.
That was a great Waffle House, but they shut it down.
Yeah.
Service was good. The food was snappier. They still had the kind of bloated menu, but it was much better. I would purposely drive 25 minutes to go to that IHOP versus the one that's 10 minutes down the road, but they shut it down.
Yeah. They just couldn't keep nobody. That's when they closed down. Me and my coworker ate there one morning, and we asked him what's going, why they're closing. And there's like, we just can't keep anybody on staff. He's like, the upper management is just horrible.
Is it the same management as the other one?
Yeah.
It was the same people. Yeah. I have no doubt that it was horrible, because I can only assume whoever's in charge is absolutely the worst decision maker possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like an IHOP, but I don't trust ours. And the one that we have is almost ruined IHOP enough for me that I'm good. Given the choice between Waffle House and IHOP, 10 out of 10 times I will pick Waffle House. And honestly, if I want a pancake, I'll get it from Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
It's different. Crispy edges. Feels like it was fried in bacon fat. Different vibe, but good. IHOP has a very good, light, fluffy pancake, but it's not worth it to deal with them.
Kiki's for me has the better pancakes, but
I haven't been there. I don't know. Something about it always seems busy to me, and I'm not impressed with a place I have to wait to eat.
We've gone at the right time. You go before 9 o'clock, you're good. Once 9 o'clock hits, like forget
light,
it.
I like a light, fluffy pancake. I think pancakes are superior to waffles. I'm a pancake guy.
Yeah, I like pancakes over waffles. And I like French toast over pancakes.
I don't like French toast, so I'm definitely waffle. I'm definitely pancake, waffle, French toast. Now, I'll eat French toast, so saying I don't like it's not fair. It's my least favorite option for like a something like that.
But these French toast options you have right there are so good.
But the pancake is superior in every way, but I will take Waffle House over there. Over. Also, don't be one of these people that's going to Waffle House and not getting a waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Just go get your all-star. Don't reinvent the wheel. Eat your pancake, eat your waffle, eat everything else. Eat your two strips of bacon.
Huddle House is pretty good too.
Huddle House is just Waffle House.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kiki's looks fancy, but sometimes I want fancy and sometimes I don't. Like, there's something really nice about a hash brown with a single slice of yellow cheese just laid across the top of it. Like, still in the exact square it came out of the package in, that Waffle House offers that I can't get from a lot of other places. Because Kiki's has very pretty food.
Yeah.
If it truly looks like that when it comes to you.
It does. It's on point. It's a fancy breakfast restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe one day I'll try it. Let's jump into real quickly. The only thing I played was Minecraft. It's the only thing I've played in weeks, really.
I played Minecraft and a little bit of Astrobot, but not much in Astrobot, just a little bit.
Yeah, it did. I bought a couple like minifigure lots off of Goodwill auctions. They're not in yet, either one. Like I bought two of them or three of them. None of them are in.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a typewriter off of Goodwill auctions. Also not in yet. So I did buy a pink like payphone, vintage payphone from like the 40s or 50s. Need some work. I found it pretty cheap, but nothing of note that I purchased this week.
Yeah, but I only bought a Spawn figure that was on sale. It was one of the ones I was missing. Luckily, found it. It was like $13.99. It sells for like $24.99. But it looks like the price is going up because now you can't buy them new. I was missing that one. I got lucky on it. Some of the ones that come out, I don't get to get, and I have to pay a little bit more for it. It doesn't go on sale, so it's like a hit or miss with those. But the AT-AT Walker Lego, it was like $51 on sale for $51 instead of $89 on Amazon. Amazon has a bunch, had a big sale. Last week I mentioned about the sales, so I went and got one of those. That's the only thing I needed on there. That still hasn't come in yet. I'm still waiting for that. Still waiting for my U2's Astrobot figures, the two, still waiting for them to show up. And then the big one
showed up either
with the controller.
I'll tell you, U2s, I think they're smaller. They're not small, but they're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
The problem I have with U2s is like I pre-ordered the Spring Lamb, right? He's the lamb with all the flowers around him. He doesn't ship until like September.
Yeah.
And I pre-ordered him like last month. So what's crazy is like you pre-order in April. You have like, and it might have been the end of April, but the way my brain works, it's like you got April, May, June, July, August, September. It'll probably ship at the end of September, get here in November. Like 6 months later, I don't even remember I ordered it.
So I got an email. So I'm looking, long. I have an email from May 5th saying that they shipped my order, but it says shipping label created, and that's it.
Yeah, meaning they printed yours. They have not yet packaged it up or taken it or got it picked up yet.
And it says USPS is waiting the item.
Yeah, they don't even have it yet. So yours is not even in transit. Now, we played a lot of Walkabout Mini Golf, and I ordered the official putter through Formex. It's like the licensed putter through Formex, mm-hmm, for your Oculus. And, dude, I ordered it in like January 1 or something like that, and I still don't have it yet. And they did this thing like a month ago where they created my shipping label, and like yesterday I got the alert saying that it had been picked up by the carrier.
Damn.
So I have no idea what the process is to get these things out, but that's way too long of a wait. It was in stock when I ordered it. Then they came out with a new one, and they decided to delay everything till the new one came out. So it led to a very long wait. But sometimes you have to buy things so early that you kind of lose a little steam by the time it gets here.
Mm-hmm.
So I still need the standard Sackboy, the very first one you scrolled by. I still got to get him, that one right there. So if you look at the package, he's zero.
Yeah.
And then I've pre-ordered, I have one, which is glow in the dark, I think is one. Type in Sackboy up top. Because I hate that you can't, like, he's not a tab, he's under PlayStation. Okay, so the green one is number one. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so zero is Sackboy. Also, never have a company that starts at zero for your, mm-hmm, labeling. Stupid. So standard Sackboy is zero, and then green Sackboy is three, or is one, sorry. And then banana, which is going to be a Best Buy exclusive, he's number two. And then Vex with a bad guy is number three. The other one is a
plushie.
A plushie. Now, is the Best Buy one still available? Yeah, you can still add it. I'll tell you what's crazy about this. This is limited edition to Best Buy. Exclusively available at retail at Best Buy. Mm-hmm. The last glow in the dark one was exclusively available at Target. What's crazy is that Target one, remember, like, I kept checking it, And then, like, when it finally went live, it was sold out.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered this thing, like, making as many as get pre-ordered this time, instead of, like, last time, there was only 5,000 of them. So I'll have the entire run. I have everything pre-ordered. I'll have the entire run once I get the original OG Sackboy, but I don't have him yet for some reason.
Yeah.
And I should probably go ahead and get him. But then I'll have 0, 1, 2, 3 and have the complete set. Now, I've missed some stuff on the land that you can no longer get. There's some sold out actual, like the PVC figures.
Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is. And one of the ones that sold out is the one I like, where he's like staring right into a record player up right there. I love that one. He looks so good. Everything on YouTube is limited because I guess when they run out of the stock they have, they take it away. Sometimes they bring it back when they do another printing. Sometimes they don't. That's a pretty good one too. The attacking one.
Free.
But I like the Sackboy that doesn't look aggressive.
It's a keychain.
That's one of them. He's number two. I don't know if everything starts. I'm assuming that lamb right there is probably your one or zero. There's your zero. See, all of these are still available. There's a limited edition like rainbow figure down there, and then it's the one with the record player. Everything else is still available. But see, like, I don't like some of those. They're also expensive, $30. Possessed lamb is good though. Possessed lamb's number one. So you have regular lamb, then it goes possessed lamb, then it goes
plush. People go crazy over them plushes.
I guess so, because the plushes are like their main thing that I see them advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Astrobot must be doing well because they are cranking out the Astrobot.
Yeah.
Also hate that Optimus Prime popped up when you typed in Astrobot.
Pulled up the gold chrome, so I have those three.
I have that one coming, and then I have the regular Astrobot from them. I don't have.
I already had him.
I don't think I have the
guy. Or me, I know. I have the him.
Regular, and that one. Yeah, I have that one. Is he zero? Yeah.
He's zero.
They're fun. Let's jump into the news. Probably nobody wants to hear us just look at things we like.
They're like, oh, we can never see what they're talking about.
That's true. They can't see. It's also their problem because I can.
All right. As usual, we'll talk about Sony. Sony's come out or PlayStation's come out and said they're going to do a State of Play again. It's coming out next Tuesday on June 2nd. It'll be 1 hour, 2 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Eastern. This one is going to be back in the theaters again, but only in select cities. So like Raleigh, North Carolina, Los Angeles, San Francisco Bay Area, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, and New York. You can go to the movie theater and you'll be able to watch it.
Those are all Alamo draft houses that it's playing in. Back in theaters, showing it early or announcing it early. Mm-hmm. I assume that they expect this to be a very large state of play.
Yeah, allegedly people are saying they're only doing it because Xbox has theirs like a couple days before that.
Dude, there's a gnat that's driving me insane. If you think I'm losing my mind.
Oh, if you see me waving at the same thing, I had a gnat keeps on coming by my face.
I know that the no one else can see but you, but I know that I'm swatting at it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the PS Plus has raised their prices again. Some people are upset about it. The 1 month subscription plus essentials is going from $9.99 to $10.99. The extra is going from $14.99 to $16.99, and the premium is going from $17.99 to $19.99. So you are saving money if you do the 3 month subscription. It's you're saving like $2 per month.
You should just get the essentials. That's what everyone should have.
Yeah.
As a guy with premium, I would tell you, unless there's a reason, you should just have essentials. I should only have essentials. I don't play the catalog games. There's not a lot of reason for the premium if you don't.
Mm. And I do play a lot of those games that do come out, but it's worth it for me.
Yeah, it's definitely not for me. And I think most people, it's not worth it for them. You know, just get that essentials.
All right, so Sony dropped a little video or ad for the Sony PS5 Pro for $900, and basically says why every detail matters. And they're talking about how the graphics and this and that on it. Some people had joked on the comments saying every price increase matters and stuff like that on there. They're saying GTA 6 and future games like that will look best on it. Of course, it's the better system. No matter what you buy a new phone, of course, everything's going to look better on the newer phone, the newer system, the newer TV, the newer PC. Next one, we got 5 games leaving in June 2026. The 5 games are leaving. We Love Katamari Reroll, Lego The Incredibles, Lawnmower Simulator, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the Game Complete Edition, and Red Dead Redemption, the first one, will all be leaving for Sony PlayStation. And then, so apparently, Colin Moriarty had his PlayStation account stolen. It was, and he was
a messy story.
Yeah. And so they basically, someone basically found his username, found an email address, and then some kind of purchase ID that he bought something with at a certain time by looking at like a, they used the day by looking at trophies that he unlocked. And they were able to get in his account, and that was that.
Got super crazy too. Like he was told ahead of time it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like he was warned by someone that it was going to happen. If you listen to Sacred Symbols this week, they put it out early because this story blew up everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he talks about how it all happened and like the fact that he was getting real updates and how the hackers did it and like how it worked. And he's still working in tandem with Sony to figure out everything. It's a wild story.
Yeah.
And weird.
Yeah, because they got in there, change his username. I mean, change his password, change his pass keys.
Yeah, anyone that's listened for a long time, they got mine.
Yeah.
Years ago. And I can tell you that I'm not Colin Moriarty. And, you know, there's things that my name was changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that problem where some trophies don't show up or whatever, like your original name, like my name was changed. So that's something they were unable to fix about my account. It shows a name change, even though I've never changed my name.
Yeah.
They put my name back, but it'll never be. It shows it was changed, then changed again, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I will say Sony was relatively prompt in taking care of mine. I got it back pretty quick. It wasn't like same day. It's super violating when it happens. I think if you don't play a lot, you're probably not listening to this show, but if you don't play a lot of games or you're not embedded in that lifestyle, like, you're like, oh, well, it's just the username. You can just get another one. Like, it's years and years of like the games I've played and enjoy in my time. And most people's names don't make any sense to other people, but like to you, they're special.
Mm-hmm.
So when I turn my PlayStation on that time and it says you've been logged out, log back in, and I put my email in and it said, that's not a valid email. And you're like, what is happening? And then you look and the icon is not the same and the name is not the same and you can't log in. You can't do anything. Everything is stuck. There's no money in it. There was no money in my account. I got a hold of Sony. I unlinked my card. Nothing was ever purchased. It was just crazy that they were able to get in and change everything. They change your password. They change all of it. Like they literally just hijack your account. And it was not good. This was interesting because it like happened on live stream to a prominent podcaster who has been in the industry for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the number one PlayStation podcast. So it's like it happened. It was done to prove a point. Very interesting. I would urge people to go listen to that podcast so that he can explain in his words what happened, but messy. And if you don't have the connections that he had or was able to get a hold of, I can tell you as someone with the experience, it doesn't happen this fast.
Mm-hmm.
The hackers called him on the phone from a spoof number. Like it's wild.
I just can't picture myself just playing or doing that. And all of a sudden, hey, just let you know and taking your account from you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm. I guess the hacker like called him again, go listen to his words, but the hacker like called him after he had talked to Sony on the phone. They called from a spoof number
mm-hmm.
and got more information from him. And he gave it to him because he had just talked to Sony. So mm-hmm. in his mind, it was the same. And then whoever his like informant person was like, you literally just talked to the hacker. That was them. The whole thing was crazy. It's like this weird, like pre-planned setup deal.
Yeah. All right. So that was the end of Sony. Now we're going to talk some Xbox. Xbox has hired two new executives. One person who's worked with Microsoft before and someone else does a business report. So Matthew Ball, he does an annual report called The State of Video Gaming. He's coming in to help on the console side. Then they hired Scott Van Vliet, who worked for Microsoft and doing other things at one time. And so both these guys are coming in. And some other people have come out and saying that it's a good hire, good for them. They got a strong super team over there now. So Asha Sharma is trying to definitely take Xbox into a whole nother world.
I will just remind everyone that people could not get enough of Phil Spencer
mm-hmm.
until they were done with him. Like,
yeah.
Phil Spencer was the guy, the GOAT. He's the guy you want to run your company, the one you could trust. No one else is getting it right. He's our savior. It wasn't until people started to dislike Phil Spencer. So they seem to be making good hires. They seem to be trying to get back in the right direction, but give it a little time.
Yeah, time will tell.
Yeah. I think people who, and this rightfully so, people that play on Xbox want to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
They want that brand to be what it was. They're the Pizza Hut of video games right now. They went off in a weird direction and forgot who they were. And yeah, the idea that someone's going to like get it back to where it was is definitely exciting. And what you want as an Xbox, you know, as that being your primary system, it's exciting. It's what you want. But I would say pump the brakes. Give it some time.
Yeah.
Because some of this feels like it was all part of the plan. Things weren't going like they wanted. So they like scripted this. Feels out. We're coming back. We're back to old Xbox. Like it feels pre-planned a little bit. It'll be interesting to see what they're doing 2 years from now. Because mm-hmm. this is the easy part where you just say, we're going back to our roots. Check out this new logo.
Yeah, what are they going to happen when the next console releases and it's another console war between the two? Where are they going to pivot? Are they going to change this? Are they going to change that?
Yeah, can you get first-party games out? Can they not suck? You know, why Game Pass is expensive as hell. Are you taking first party games off of it? Like, what's the point of it if you are? Like, you need to figure out what the business is going to look like, and then you need to stick to it.
Yep.
But I hope they figure it out. A healthy Xbox leads to a healthy PlayStation and a healthy Nintendo.
Yeah, a healthy gaming industry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So the Xbox reporter basically did an interview. They were talking to somebody about the Game Pass family plan that got canceled. And they're saying that they think EA basically is the one that pushed them to cancel it. They said that I was told EA, who is a long-term contractee with the Xbox Game Pass ecosystem, fully hated the idea. This is where anybody in your family can you can share your account with.
It's super weird that EA would have a problem with it, but EA sucks so much that I'm fine blaming them for it regardless. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay for me that it's their fault because they suck.
Right. Next one, there's an idea that was floating around through an Xbox where you can trade in your physical copy of your game. It was called Postrion, P-O-S-I-T-R-O-N, Postrion, that will let Xbox players turn their physical game disc into digital copies. So you put the disc in, it would download it, and there it is. That game is yours for that. But a lot of people did not like it. They didn't want it at all. We don't care about it.
This is something that makes me happy, not the story necessarily, but like physical media is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Like seeing celebrities at like Kylie Jenner at the Knicks game taking actual pictures on a digital camera. Like the price that's surging for physical like media, VHS, DVDs even are getting crazy. You know, the way people are paying crazy amount of money for old games or rare games, like this group of kids, it's like vinyl has played a huge part in this, like physical media, like renaissance really, where like kids nowadays want like a physical thing.
Yeah.
Owning air is no fun. Like you could have 100 digital games. It doesn't mean anything. But if I come over to your house and I can see a whole shelf of games, it just hits different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to my coworker at Burton about the physical. He does everything digital. I'm like, well, I like physical. Because I bought a couple things off digital. I play games off digital that I can download that I don't own. But if I can buy it, I'm going to get digital version. He's like, well, you can play everything now. I said, no, I can't. And I started naming some games off. I was like, I cannot buy the physical version. I have to have the PlayStation 3 or an Xbox, original Xbox to play these games. There's no way for me to play them. I cannot play these games on my PlayStation 5 or a newer Xbox. She's like, well, you can go to Steam and Steam. I was like, well, that's different. I mean, it's still digital. I'm not doing that.
And you don't, I mean, you guys can go read the fine print. You don't own your digital games.
Yeah, they can take it away from me at any moment.
They're not yours. You pay for the license.
Mm-hmm.
you know, obviously it's different, but to be dramatic, you wouldn't go to the store or download a digital Lego plan and then drag the bricks around and build it on the screen and be like, that was too good and I own it forever.
Yeah.
Like there's still something too physical. There's still something to unwrapping a game, the way it smells, how slick that case feels. It never feels that slick again. Like putting the disc in, there's something to it. I'm obviously preaching to the choir here. I'm a physical guy.
Me too.
But I think it's coming back. Digital will always be king because people are lazy. And it's cheaper for some publishers and developers to get their things out.
So when I buy like Spawn figures, you can buy, McFarlane has Spawn figures you can buy digitally.
I don't even know what to do with it. What do you do with them?
Yeah, they're just on your phone. You have them digitally. That's it.
Just spin them around. You don't actually have them.
Remember the PlayStation Stars where you could get the digital stuff on? It's like, it's on your phone. I can't see yours. You can't see mine.
Is it free? Like when you buy the physical character, do you get the digital?
No, you have to buy.
Insane.
You have to buy the digital by itself.
No one's doing that. It's insane. I don't know. I love to see physical come back. I love to see these stores popping up where people are going back and buying the retro stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are taking the old camcorders and turn them into security cameras because of the way the footage looks.
Yeah.
Like people are doing all kinds of cool stuff with all the old, you know, you used to be able to go buy a camcorder like that for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm seeing people, you know, paying $50 and $60 to be able to get them and use them. They're recording like real, like videos of their friends to tape. Like, it's cool. It's cool to see it coming back.
You can't see, but behind my little tent right here, I have a VHS player and a DVD player.
Yeah.
Cause I have VHS still nice. And it's coming DVDs. Back. A Blu-ray player.
Mm-hmm. Prices are going up. Physical media is cool. It just is.
Yeah.
You should buy everything physical that you can.
All right. Xbox Studio Game Studios has their own official merch shop. You can go and you can buy all kinds of Microsoft licensed products.
That white Japan hoodie is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
That Forza hoodie. I like that hoodie. The cup is cool too.
Right, next one. So they have a new controller that just dropped out. Remember this? I showed you this controller a while back.
The Forza one, yeah.
The Forza one. So the guy someone got it in the mail, and they noticed something different on the bottom down here where the earbud port would go into. There's a plug that's missing from the original, so it's not coming with this certain kind of old school plug. I guess you would plug into your old headset with. Now you can't do that anymore.
It just has a headphone jack now.
Just has a headphone jack.
I'm sure that affects somebody.
Yeah.
Doesn't affect me. That's also a wild controller.
Mm-hmm. All right. So two more games have been added to Xbox Game Pass lineup. RV There Yet and Star Seeker. RV There Yet will be out sometime in June, early June, and Star Seeker will be out June 11th.
And the Star Seeker is the Astro Near game.
Yeah.
It's like a follow-up to that, which I would love for us to play. But I can't stop playing Minecraft, though.
So. Yeah. All right, so five games are available today to play across Microsoft, all platforms, Dead Static, Drive, A Friend, Peppa Pig, Pigeon Simulator, Remnant 2, and Winterboro. I think they pretty much almost have a simulator about everything out now.
Yeah, they do. Because people like me are weak to the simulator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play those kind of things, but I love like a mundane simulator. Winterboro looks pretty cool.
As soon as I saw that, I figured you would say that. We got five games leaving. They added to the Xbox Game Pass on May 31st, Against the Storm, Crypt Custodian, Metaphor, Refantazo, and there's Persona 4 Golden, and then Spray Paint Simulator. All right, so Game Pass did this little thing out there saying they wanted people to give a voice feedback, and here's the top 10 the things that people said that they want Xbox to work on. Exclusives was number one. Number two is backwards compatibility. But then the rest was make online multiplayer free to access. Achievements, more improvements. And then someone wanted Xbox Game Pass Family Plan back. Allow disc-based games with Project Helix. Return to Xbox avatars. The HDR dashboard. Lower the price of the systems. And then allow Xbox to record voice chat and clips on my console. Those are the top things that players have wanted.
Yeah, those are all valid feedback except for the price. I mean, if you ask people any product what they should change about it, the price will always be.
Yeah.
I don't know about the HDR dashboard. Things need to change. Exclusivity being number one is very telling because Microsoft hedged their bets on being able to be multi-platform as being the way forward, and it's not what their fans want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was reading into it, it said fans were saying they want it to be on the Xbox console, not Xbox and PC.
Yeah. Well, it's on Xbox, PC, PS5. Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Backwards compatibility is a weird one because I'm a firm believer that the numbers are crazy low on that, but I could be wrong. make online multiplayer free to access is an interesting way for that to be written. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it is free to access on some games. They're not going to do that. Yeah. No one's going to do that. They're all going to force you to play. The family plan, I mean, thanks EA, you son of a bitch. I know that's on here because they killed it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Number six being Disc Space Games with Project Helix is also interesting. I mean, I'm telling you, physical's back. Return of Xbox Avatars is silly. That's a wild thing to want.
Yeah, we're talking about the, you know, back to the disc base and digital. You said, well, people are buying the digital Xboxes and PlayStation. Like, yeah, because it's cheaper. If you put them both next to each other, the same exact price, people are going to buy the physical disc version.
Or like PlayStation, you have to like buy the digital one and then buy the add-on.
Yeah.
Like they force you. Also, achievements being number four, I'm telling you, they just want a platinum Xbox. Mm-hmm. It's not that complicated. Just put in a final boss trophy for every game going forward. Yeah. That's all they want. They want them to matter, and they don't matter. And it's crazy because Microsoft started that achievement like craze. Like they're the originators of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not evolve.
All right. Next one. Loads. All right. So there's a contest, Sour Patch. It's the ultimate choose swag bundle. If you win this, you can get this crazy cool looking Sour Patch Xbox controller, some socks, and a sweatshirt.
The controller's fun. They're also advertising the hell out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing this everywhere.
I always sign up for them. I always put my name in it, but of course I never win anything. Maybe one day I will. I have won stuff before. Like I won the PlayStation 2 sign. Neon sign. I still have that too. In a box, never opened.
I don't win things, but I do enter them when I see them.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one, Nintendo. Just a couple things in Nintendo. Nintendo is going to be pushing, ramping up the Nintendo Switch 2 production by 20%. They have an idea of how many they want to sell a certain amount by a certain time period. So they're really going to push these Nintendo 2. Some people say that they should give you more. They should do a buyback program. You trade in your Nintendo Switch 1. Nintendo Switch 2 for more than what like your GameStop is doing. I don't know if I would trade in my Switch 1 for Switch 2, but I may because if it does play all the games, if that was an option. Also looking for maybe when I do get the Switch 2, the OLED, an OLED like special edition version. All right, Sonic Frontiers, the definitive edition will be out June 2nd on Nintendo Switch 2. It'll be $50. This one, Alarmo version 4.0 is out now. They've changed the method of selecting alarm scenes. Just select the title first, then select an alarm scene. There's a new feature called random selection from my favorites. So it'll play a different sound every time it goes off. And they've fixed several issues in improved options. So regret not getting it?
I don't regret it. I think it's cool. I still would like it to be cheaper. I also wonder if you can dim the screen.
Oh, the light?
I don't like any light at night, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm
part of this attraction is that it's like an animated Nintendo thing. So I'm curious if it has like a night mode where it goes dark.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one. I've only brought this up because it's interesting. The Pokemon TCG Pocket has now surpassed 200 million downloads. Doesn't mean 200 million people are playing it. It's just that they've had 200 million downloads.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Now, with this going on, Japan is considering making you authenticate when you trade your PCG cards.
Yeah.
I guess they're having scalpers go in with fake accounts and selling fake cards and fake things to people. We're talking about how, like, digitally, now you can digitally own Pokemon cards, just have actually a physical version of it. And people are raising the prices up. They're buying all of them. There's a lot to do it. I don't get into this world. I don't know, but it's kind of interesting that you're going to have to ID to play a game. You're reading that or not?
No, I'm good. So the first story is about the online version, and this is about the actual cards.
Yes.
So, I mean, Godspeed if they can figure out how to stop scalpers from buying something people are paying too much for.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a problem forever and will always be a problem. I don't hate the ID thing, but they'll find a way around it. But the online thing goes against everything else we've just been talking about, where physical is bad. But I'll tell you, physical Pokemon will always be the king of digital Pokemon.
Yeah.
For resale value.
All right, next one. The Hershey Kisses is bringing Pokemon back. They had it, I guess, a couple years ago. But Hershey Kisses and Pokemon. So they just wrapped them up, your Hershey Kisses, with Pokemon wrappers. And the bottom of it has a different character. There's 151 collectible characters on the foil.
There are gross people out there that just have like a display case full of these.
Yeah.
Wrapped up candies. It's gross. They'll be gross people.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the idea that there's like a rare Hershey Kiss Pokemon wrapper out there that you're like you're just buying bag after bag, chasing like an Eevee fucking right. Hershey Kiss? It's crazy.
Some just random news. Fable is going to be released soon. It is going to be coming to PlayStation, even though Xbox has said that they're going to do away with it. But it is coming to PlayStation, Game Pass, Steam, and Xbox X and S.
Yeah, I don't even know anymore. I don't know what Xbox wants to do. I don't know if they know what Xbox wants to do. If it comes out and I want to play it and it's on PS5, I will.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then maybe I'll blow the dust off my Xbox. But I can't even believe anything they say because I just don't know.
All right, next one. Destiny 2 support is ending after 9 years. Bungie is going to be ending support to it. As of June 9th, it'll stop the active development of the game. Doesn't mean it's going to shut it down, but anything new, anything with the game, that's it.
Bungie was an absolute shit investment for Sony.
Mm-hmm.
$3.5 billion. Marathon, by all accounts, is a great game. I haven't played it, but it doesn't have the following that a Destiny had. You know, Destiny's old. You know, Sony's not going to make their money off of Bungie with Marathon.
Yeah.
They're going to have to figure something out, and I don't know if that's Destiny 3. I don't know what that is. I don't know why you don't keep this updated all the way through unless you need to focus on Marathon and whatever else you're making, but I'm unsure of the future of Bungie right now.
Mm-hmm.
A massive swing and a miss for Sony to purchase.
It was. All right, next one. Take-Two has 6 remakes and remasters planned for the next couple years. There's going to be some Max Payne games. That's all. 2 Max Payne games is... then something to do with a third. Then also Red Dead Redemption 2 coming to the Nintendo Switch. 2 are the 3 things that they have in the pipelines. The other 3 they're not saying. All right, so this was a interesting one where we all work and we get paid to do work. So Valnet, it's a digital media investment company. They've done Polygon, Game Rant, Open Critic, Collider. They're doing this thing where basically you're getting paid by clicks. So if you write an article on there, you get basically one of the things says like $3 I say writers will get $5 per 100 sessions. So I mean, it's 1,000 clicks. So for every 1,000 clicks, you're going to get paid $5. Then the editor will get $3. And then it only counts on the first 15 days that the article's written. After 15 days, anything that's clicked out there is you don't get paid for.
It's interesting. It again feels like there will be a way for people to exploit this.
Mm-hmm.
It'll also be interesting to see how they serve up the articles.
Yeah.
They're hard to find for the first 15 days.
So now people who were found, the Valnet was founded by Hassan Youssef and Sam Youssef. They were the previous owners of Brazzers. It's a porn company.
Yeah.
They've always been under some kind of controversy. They've also doing where they're copyright striking YouTube videos. So if you see an article, you read an article and you write, make a negative review on them, they're copyrighting it. They're blacklisting writers who basically talk anything negative about anything about their company. So it's pretty bad. All right, next one. Microsoft has agreed to pay $250 million to settle an Activision Blizzard acquisition lawsuit. They've already paid once before. Now they're paying another thing. They've agreed to pay $69 billion to acquire Activision back in 2022. But people were saying that there was some fugaziness going on with it. There's a bunch of other stuff. So now they're also agreed to pay another $250 million. On top of this, this lawsuit is going on because there's other lawsuits going out there. Activision Blizzard paid $54 million back in 2023 to settle a California lawsuit with Overwatch and some discrimination.
Messy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's all the gaming news for today. We got some Lego news. Your guys' favorite thing to talk about. I know one of my favorite. All right, so the Lego Ideas May 23 update. There's a couple sets that got pushed through the second stage. This Book Nook, the library world, pretty cool looking, interesting. Got books and mechanical like library in the middle. The Moai, the Easter Island Adventure. I can see this being like a gift with purchase for set. Then Wacky Races.
Those are interesting, the Wacky Races, but.
Mm-hmm. Nothing I'll probably really get. Maybe the Easter Island one would be cool to have on a shelf.
It would be cool on a shelf if that's your thing, but
mm-hmm.
The Book Nooks are fun. The Harry Potter one's super cool. I think they're going to continue to do Book Nooks.
I think
we've seen success with the Lord of the Ring one and with this one. So.
All right, next one. Nintendo and Lego and Nintendo did this little tease with Donkey Kong. They show like a little barrel rolling. It's made of Lego brick. It's pretty small. So people are saying the set might not be as big as people think, or we don't know. It could be the whole Donkey Kong display where you're going up the ladder and going and the barrels are rolling down. So we'll see.
I hope it's cool, but I don't have a lot of faith. It seems like Nintendo's very focused on, or Lego / Nintendo is very focused on play sets.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first Zelda set was pretty good. This last one they just did is like weird, where you can like have Zelda like spring forward, like he's attacking, and it's like, you know, all the Mario stuff is built in the action. And I just don't have a lot of faith that this is going to be like a adult set.
Yeah.
But maybe.
All right, next one. They announced the Lego Disney Main Street USA. It's at 43302. It is massive. It looks awesome.
Well, a lot of people shitting on this set.
I like it.
It's thin.
It's
very thin, and people mm-hmm. are not happy about how thin it is. It's like four bricks wide, and people are very upset. Because even if you want to try to turn this into full buildings, you can't even do it with just buying two sets.
Yeah, there it is right there. You can see the side view.
Yeah, people are very upset. And how little sidewalk there are available. So I saw people complaining that you can't even put the 15 minifigs it comes with on the sidewalk. There's not even enough room to put them on the actual sidewalk. Because if you look out front of the buildings, you got like a 2x4 there space right on there. The sidewalks. Yeah. So they have to like stand off of the set.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people upset for the $400 that you don't get a little more base plate action.
I'm not going to get it, but I think it is a cool looking set. It's better than what I thought. It's not as good as the Hogwarts.
Yeah. I think that's what people were expecting, like the Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
They were expecting something a little more substantial. I think it's okay. I'm not going to get it either. I think it's expensive.
There's some cool minifigures in this one.
Yeah, the
four guys with the hats
is rad. Yeah, the little singer guys are pretty awesome. The kid in the wheelchair is great. Like a lot of those, are pretty fun. The everybody wearing the mouse ears, like it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, next one. Lego has also put out this. I don't know how to say this. Arcanine set 72160. It's Pokemon set. He looks pretty cool.
To me, it's a very odd choice. Very odd choice for what they decided for the next like set. It's an mm-hmm. odd choice of a character.
Yeah. Next one, we have some more Lego Pokemon sets coming. They have some Smart Play sets coming out. There's one where it looks like it's Charmander and Geodude's Cavern Clash. There's a Jigglypuff concert, and then a Kabone and Ginger's Spooky Showdown.
Be aware, none of those come with the smart bricks. They're all tags. So they're all smart tags. So just be aware if you have, unless you have bought the Star Wars sets right now, you're not going to have a way to enjoy these.
Now, this is something that they maybe need to sell the smart bricks on the side.
It's ultra confusing as a parent.
Yeah.
I know it says add smart brick to Play Interactive, but I don't necessarily understand that, you know, it says not included, but as grandma, I don't know what that means. I don't mm-hmm. know that without that this is kind of just a crappy cheap set.
Yeah. You're looking at, my son or my daughter wants, you know, this specific set. You go to Walmart, you buy it. You go to check a line, you're out the door. Now you go to Lego store, they might tell you, hey, just let you know, you need the smart brick. They may or may not. I'm not sure.
72159 Jigglypuff concert looks like a poly bag. 88 pieces. Like, is that going to be $4.99?
Yeah, for 88 pieces? No, that's probably going to be $10.
It's probably going to be $10. And I feel like at $10, it's like, I need to know that it's a little more expensive because it works with a smart brick, which is not with this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like the smart brick was dead on arrival.
Me too.
I feel like they've invested all this time and energy and they've made it closed off and hard to get. Like I should just be able to go to the store and buy a smart brick.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to put it in whatever I want. They should make it easy.
That's what I said. I think it should sell them separately.
Yeah. Yeah. If I want a minifig that I can do something with and when I do, it makes a fart noise. Like that should be easy for me to accomplish. Like you know, if you want to build a cop car with working flashing lights driving down the road, they showed that, but you can't do that right now. You know, they open it up. Mm-hmm. Now you're forcing me to buy a Star Wars set in order to enjoy the Pokemon sets. Swing and a miss, I feel like.
All right, so some bad news for me. The Lego 1-piece Season 2 sets have increased in price. Mm-hmm. So Lego announced it once, and then they went back in and changed the price up. Some are not bad. Some are okay. There's one set went up $10. Another set looks like they're just doing $10 each one. The big marine battleship one was at $169.99. Now it's $180. There's three sets, and these three have gone up in price. Next one, it's been a rumor. I waited a week to talk about this, but more and more people are saying it's true. There is a 11374 Icons. It's a pinball machine, a space set. Think it's gonna be true. Here's some pictures online saying this is what it's gonna look like. This is just too big. I don't think it's gonna be that big.
It may look like that, and that's not really that big if you think about it, because he's minifigure scale.
Yeah.
So it's probably like five of him tall. So it's not very big. I think that's awesome. My only concern is how many stickers are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because I despise stickers, and that seems like a lot of printed blocks, printed brick, especially for the surface. I'll probably get this. I'm a pinball machine guy. I think it's cool, especially if it's somewhat playable.
Yeah.
I think it's neat. I'll probably try it as long as it doesn't suck.
It depends on the price. Yeah. If it's a massive set and it's going to be like $800, $900, then no.
Oh, yeah, I'd feel the same way. But if it's $200, I'll probably take a stab at it.
Yeah. All right, next one. Rumors going around. There's a Lego Botanicals Dark Flower set. It's at 11513. It's going to be coming.
Lego accidentally leaked it on their own site.
Yeah.
It was like not Lego US, but like one of the sites. If you typed in a set number and searched for it, it actually pulled up the Dark Flowers by accident on Lego's site.
And not now.
No, so if you went to, it wasn't that set. Like if you searched for a different set on that Lego site, it was showing you the Dark Flowers. I think it was the Cosmos. When you search for the Cosmos, it was accidentally pulling up the Dark Flowers as a mix-up. And that's how people were able to get that picture of it and the set number. They fixed it, but you were able to do that.
Do you like this?
Oh, yeah, I like all the botanicals. I'm fine with it. I'll eventually have them all. I don't really see there being anything I just don't get. Even the ones I don't like, I'll eventually get.
So I see this guy all the time, always showing pictures and stuff, but his pictures to me are always wrong.
They are always wrong. There's a few people I follow and I trust them. Now, you see what someone's done down there with the head? They've got the lady head. They've taken the top of the head off. They filled it full of bouquet flowers, and then they've turned the top of the head upside down to make like a neck. And that looks pretty awesome to me.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
This is the thing people are doing. It's very fun. I didn't know about this till right now. But they're taking the top of the head, like gluing it to the bottom or sticking it to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks so good with the flowers coming out of it. That's such a fun idea for a shelf.
Oh, so I need to send you this little thing. I saw the happy plants. People are making different things with the happy plants. They're doing different sets, like a four set, a space set, please set with the happy plants and stuff. Different things in here. I thought it was pretty cool. All right, next one. The last one, I should say. The Lego Build a Minifigure for next month is out, and there's several figures. There's seven. There's seven figures. Figure for you. There's so like an Aqua. Looks
just like a CMF.
Yeah, so there's a Aqua scuba diver, a soccer referee or coach. There's all the people who ride the horses.
The equestrian.
A baseball coach. It's all sports theme. Basketball player, BB, or with a trophy. I
guess that's basketball.
Or dodgeball. No, BB. I don't know what BB it would be.
It's got to be basketball.
Yeah, there's a sumo wrestler because he's got a jersey on, but his legs aren't correct. A sumo wrestler
looks just like a CMF, though.
Yeah, he looks like one of the ones that's been already out. Then this guy is a curler, maybe?
A runner? A biker? He looks kind of like a biker, but then he's got like a jug of water.
Hmm.
I really don't know. I assume the Aqua guy comes with fins. But maybe not. I will tell you, these are pretty lackluster.
Yeah.
Also, just want to take a second to shit on Lego that you buy these three at a time. And there's seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty shitty Lego.
It is.
I have to buy $30 worth of these to get all of them. And then I have to get two random ones that don't do anything. That will have zero value. Because when you just go build a minifigure that's not one of these, they have zero value. these have value. But when you just go and you're like, oh, like these legs with this top, those have zero value.
Yeah. Well, if you do go and get it and you have to buy the seventh one, I'll buy two other figures.
Yeah. And maybe I will, because I've been addicted to these. I will tell you, as much as I don't care for these, I'd like to have them all. Mm-hmm. If I was only going to go get three, I think I like Scuba, Soccer, and Sumo. Or Scuba, Sumo, and Bike Rider slash Runner slash Guy. We don't know what he does.
To me, it's Sumo, Baseball, and then the Equestrian.
The Equestrian's good next to a horse. I'll give you that. If you had like a little Lego city set up and you did a stable with a horse and that, yeah, it's pretty good.
I think the Equestrian is going to be the Equestrian or the guy we don't know. I think are going to be the ones that are going to be hard. You don't get them in any sense.
It is a gamble when mm-hmm. you go get these build a minifigures. You could go today and they could have all these parts already out.
Yeah.
Or you could go and it still be last month. Or you could go a month from now and they'll all be out. Or you go a month from now and they say they're all gone. Like, it is such a hit or miss. Now, no one can see this and it doesn't matter, but type in Lego CMF Sumo and I want you to see how similar these guys are. Because I think this is, like, they're pretty damn close.
Yeah.
He's shredded differently. This one was a little more, like, his tits are a little more defined. He has saggy tits in the first iteration. But he comes with a little trophy and everything. So the hair is like very similar. So the face is different, but the hair is very similar. You're having a tough time trying to get the side by side going. There, we got it there. So if you look, his tits are more pronounced in the new one. He has like regular tits. He has saggy mm-hmm. tits in the first one. Comes with a little trophy, which is very similar, if not the same. He has more like the Sumo diaper in the way the first way that they did him. This yeah. looks a little bit more like shorts. But if you put that face on that minifig, very similar. Surprised that they did another Sumo guy, but I guess maybe they're running out of ideas. So they put like the weird, like stringy things hanging down and yeah. made it more like underwear.
His hair's a little different. Doesn't look like it's shiny.
It's not as shiny, but it's top knot still.
Yeah, the gold.
Maybe it is the same and it's just the picture.
The trophy is about the same. The body is similar, but not a little different. The face definitely has an expression changed.
Yeah. Which, of course, you don't know what the secondary face is.
Yeah.
It could be stern and grumpy. Just interesting for them to revisit the well on that and for it to be so similar.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would love to have them. I'm a sucker for the build of minifigures. It's a gamble though to drive an hour and not know. So if work doesn't take me by, it's hard. Yeah. I don't know where you stand on those build a minifigures. I don't know if you love them enough for me to tell you every time I might be able to get them.
Yeah, I don't know. Some I do like, some I don't.
Yeah. I'd like to make it to where I could try to get them. It just doesn't work out that way.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. That's it for this week. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact me on our socials at X or Instagram at @game_stitch or @hoeffinshow. I do respond to those. I look at those pretty often. That was episode 690. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.